This is Irene Cho with the Daily Buzz at the 2014 Cannes International Film Festival. It's another beautiful day here in the south of France, and we're sitting on the Alliance Cinema Yacht with founder and CEO of IMDb, Cole Needham.
This is David Poland with the Daily Buzz at Cannes, presented by Sunrider.
Well, we're 25 years old next year.
Wow.
On the internet, so in...
Which is the very beginning of the internet, really.
Yes, yeah.
We sticks and stones and DOS.
We predate the web by 3 years. We got a website in 93, incorporated in 96, and we were acquired by Amazon in 98, but they kept me and the rest of the team on to run it, and we've been growing.
So where were you at the very beginning? How did you exist?
At the very beginning, yeah. We were just volunteers.
So you were really just an amazing geek at the time, it sounds like.
Yeah, maybe I still am.
But was that it? I mean, was that the inspiration for...
Just a passion for film. And so it's basically gone from my personal database of films that I've seen, through to a group of us that kind of shared our film knowledge in this film group, to now we have 190 million
wow.
users per month. Still growing at a crazy rate at 25 years, and particularly on the mobile platform,
which I use every day while I'm here.
Well, me too as well. You know, I used to have one of those memories that would remember credits and remember who directed what and who'd written what and who'd appeared in what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of so much nicer to be able to turn that over to the IMDb mobile app and think about other things.
So is it strange to be, I mean, you guys are essentially yellow pages of the film business at this point. I mean, is it weird to be that much of the foundational
I don't
thing?
Know about weird. I think it's an honor. It's mm-hmm. definitely an honor. You know, if I meet people whose work I admire, you know, be they a director, a cinematographer, a writer, or a cast member, and to talk with them and then have them go, oh, IMDb, wow, yeah, I use you all the time.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than just the film industry. You know, with that many people spread throughout the world using the site and the app every
month. Well, even your discussion groups have become a matter of conversation. You know, the people who now, you are very user-base friendly. That's a big part of your design at this point.
Yes, yeah. And in fact, we've always been open to user contributions. So our data contributor community are very important to us. More than 350,000 people sent information to IMDb last year alone. And we added more than a third of a million titles just in 2013.
That's amazing. So with all this going on all the time, does it, do you feel, is there a bump when Cannes happens? Is there a bump when Sundance happens? Or is it so many people coming to the site every day that it barely registers that an event is happening?
Oh, no, we definitely get bumps around events kind of thing. So we have a Cannes section on the website and on the mobile app. And so people are kind of like pouring into there and seeing how the films are doing and seeing what's playing. And obviously, given that this is Cannes, the photo galleries are very popular to see who's wearing what, who's on the red carpet, who's here, who's not here.
So you're more mogul now than geek, or are you still trying to figure out ways that the audience can interact with your site?
I'm a film lover and TV lover that wants to share my passion with the world and able to do that through IMDb.
And are there like new technologies coming that you think, okay, because I mean, part of what's great about IMDb is how simple it is in a way. You know, direct. It's very, you get what you're looking for. It's not like going through 23,000 steps to try to figure out how to, you know, make something work.
Yes.
So it really works. On the other hand, technology is changing every few hours.
Yeah, we try and make things as simple as we possibly can. So, for example, one thing that we launched relatively recently is a feature called X-Ray for movies and TV.
Mm-hmm.
So picture the scene. You are watching a movie or a TV show on a tablet, or you're beaming that show or movie to your TV screen, and somebody walks into the screen scene, and you've never seen them. You know, you're kind of like, Who is that person? So now you can tap the screen on the tablet. Up will pop headshots for everybody in the current scene. Then you can tap the headshot again, and then you'll get their IMDb biography, what they're known for, you know, where you can see more of their work.
So this is a second screen technology that you're...
Yes, and it's launched now, and we do it for... We also do the soundtrack, so that if there's a music playing in the background, we do it for the trivia, we do it for the locations.
So is this something that each company, each distributor, or each whatever outlet, I guess, it deals with you separately, or...?
No, we do it for them. So it's through, because we're owned by Amazon, it's one of the features of the Kindle Fire device.
Interesting. So is it part of Amazon Fire as well, or will it be part of Amazon Fire?
The Fire TV.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
I have to figure that out. I actually own one, so I'll be excited to actually have that opportunity.
Yeah, and then going back to your point on simplicity, one of the things that we've done recently is we've relaunched IMDb Pro with a brand new simplified interface that's been based on customer feedback, really taking things to, you know,
thanks
what
again
the essential
to
things
stay
that people
tuned
want
for more coverage
out
of
when
the Daily Buzz
at
Cannes. Like us at facebook.com/festivaldailybuzz.